What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. No, thanks for asking. No, I am not sick. Allergies have just seemed to walk their way into my house and punch my dick into the dirt. So, got a good old case of the sneezy dicks. News. It has been announced that as of today, you are able to purchase yourself a OnePlus 2 in an official capacity from OnePlus on Amazon. Amazon UK, to be exact. But fear not, US peeps, you are also going to be able to do that very soon in an upcoming partnership between OnePlus and Amazon US, which is going to be totally tits. Not only will you be able to buy the OnePlus 2, but also the OnePlus X. And you might be saying, John, if I search the OnePlus 2 or OnePlus X on Amazon, they come up right now. I can buy them from Amazon. Nay, nay. Not officially from OnePlus. They're from third-party retailers, and the price is jacked up at least $50 to $100 more than the actual price, which currently the OnePlus 2 is sitting at $299, and of course the OnePlus X at $199. Of course, these are the base models, but still pretty cheap. I'm excited for this, but keep in mind that we're right around the corner from the OnePlus 3 being announced, so hold your britches before you buy anything, okay? Okay? Okay. It is no secret that Minecraft has a massive community, and apparently it's been a thing for quite some time for brands and advertisers to take advantage of said community. Apparently it's a thing to put ads inside Minecraft in some way. Why? In an open letter to the community, Owen Hill, the company's director of creative communications, has brought out some new guidelines specifically directed towards companies or ad agencies or apparently any other non-gamer entities looking to capitalize on Minecraft's massive community. In the open letter, he specifically states that you are no longer allowed to create any type of server or map that is designed to promote any type of unrelated product in payable form. So if you were doing that, stop. Don't do it anymore. Stupid. Whether you want to believe it or not, Facebook does care about your privacy. Sorta, sometimes. Like, in this case, it's reported that they are planning to roll out end-to-end encryption for Facebook Messenger. Now, when asked, Facebook decided that they would not comment. They can't confirm nor deny this, but it is interesting nonetheless. Of course, it's not that way right now. There is no end-to-end encryption, but if this were to happen, you're able to opt in. It's not going to be by default, but if you're interested, you're able to opt in. Of course, when this is confirmed, I'll let you know, but I'm interested. Do you guys even care? What do you guys think about Facebook privacy? Are you one of those people that's like, oh my god, Facebook's gonna give all my information to the government and Obama's gonna come eat my child and my dog? Comment section below. Time Inc., in case you don't know who that is, that's the company that currently owns MySpace. If you don't know what that is, neither do I. All joking aside, they released a press release today stating that just before Memorial Day, MySpace was hacked on a massive level. We're talking 360 million MySpace usernames, passwords, and email addresses were stolen, and whoever took them is attempting to sell them. Now, Time Inc. states that as part of a major site relaunch in the summer of 2013, MySpace took significant steps to strengthen account security. The compromised data is related to the period before those measures were implemented. Listen, I'm guessing that the majority of us completely stopped using MySpace way before 2013, and if your information was taken in any way at this point, you most likely don't have a single shit to give here. I mean, Time says that they are contacting the people that had their information compromised and letting them know that they should probably change things, but again, you probably don't even use the same email address that you used back then, and you'll never ever know that your account was compromised. And to the hackers that took this information and is trying to sell it, woo, because someone wants to buy an account or any information related to an account so they can check your high school top friends list and what kind of shitty music you listen to and what your 14-year-old self was up to on the internet. In an attempt to cut down on any sort of spam, abuse, or harassment of any kind, Periscope has decided to make you the jury. Literally. So here's the plan. If you are watching a Periscope broadcast and you see someone comment something shitty, you can go ahead and report said comment. And after that, the comment will be sent to a random group of people also watching the same stream to decide whether or not that comment is spam or abusive or harassment. And I know I usually talk a whole bunch of shit about Periscope, but in this case, this is actually a really, really good idea, a good way to kind of phase out the need for set moderators in a stream. And I'm surprised that this hasn't been done before, because this is actually a really, really good idea. Now it's just up to you guys. Are you responsible enough to handle it? I'm interested. Let's see how this goes. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech, where you can find that. And I will see you guys tomorrow, unless I die. I'm not saying I'm going to die, but it could happen. A lot of things. I mean, allergies walked in and kicked my dick in the dirt. So what's to say that an elephant doesn't walk in and crush me completely? Think about it.